Squadcast, a Tag Digital podcast.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome back to the Tag Digital Squadcast with me, Steph, Marketing Manager at Tag, and I'm joined today by Cara and Charlotte.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome back. Are you happy to be back, guys?
Always. So always happy to be on the podcast.
It's great to have you back. And today, we don't have Quickfire.
No.
What?
But we do have some questions for you.
Oh.
Just to find out a little bit more about you guys.
Oh, gosh.
Interesting.
Okay. So, it seems that there is a little theme in my questions. Accidentally, but anyway. Okay, here we go. Right, Cara, starting with you. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Potatoes.
Right, okay. Wow. Why?
Just so much variety of things that you can make with potatoes.
Very true. You can cut them into little pieces. You can have a jacket potato. You can have
roast potatoes, mashed potatoes, crisps, chips.
Yeah.
Cross-cuts.
Oh, I saw the other day that Pringles were made into mashed potato.
Mm. Oh, I saw that too.
Not sure on that.
Yeah.
How salty would that be?
Yeah.
Imagine if you did salt and vinegar Pringles into mashed potato. Whew. That would be a bit much. Okay, Charlotte, what about you?
Pizza.
Yeah, you can do a lot
of
pizza too.
I'm just always in the mood for pizza. Mm. And again, lots of different toppings.
Yeah.
A calzone.
White pizza. What's white that pizza, called? Where they have like the white sauce.
Mm. Don't know what it's called, but I'm not sure about white pizzas.
Oh. Mm. Garlic bread pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yeah. Okay, nice. And you can make healthy pizzas too.
Yeah.
Boom.
So you won't. Yeah.
Yeah, no, boom. Into that. But anyway, yeah. If you were eating it for the rest of your life, you'd have to.
Yeah,
have.
That's true.
And then you can have different sides with. Oh, no, you can't because you can't eat anything
that's
else.
More.
You could have a side of pizza.
It's not Domino's order.
So then, where do you draw the line in terms of what you're putting on top of the pizza? Because you could be like, yeah, I'm having a pasta, potato, and salad pizza. No. Okay, right next. Cara, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, I don't really know. I did have a mashed potato birthday cake when I was like 10, wow. Which is kind of weird.
That is weird. What? You really do love your potatoes.
I just love mashed potato.
That's very fitting.
Yes, that is strange.
So maybe that's a bit strange.
Yeah, okay.
No one else ate it. It was just me.
Mashed potato. Right, okay, fair enough. I quite like the idea of a savory birthday cake.
Mm. Well, I'll give you a recipe.
Okay. Oh, you made it yourself.
Yeah. Where would I buy a mashed potato birthday cake?
That's so good. Did it have candles?
No, it had beans on it, like lava.
Oh, my goodness. Are you sure it wasn't just a jacket potato?
Oh, God.
That's funny. Okay, Charlotte?
I've actually eaten a lot of weird things in my life. A caterpillar.
Oh.
Or
out of choice?
A crocodile as well. No, I went to South Africa and we went to this tribe thing and got to taste all their local delicacies.
Right. Did the caterpillar fill you up?
No, I spat it right out again. So I actually don't know if you classed that as eating it, but
that
yeah,
sounds
it
like
was
something
gross.
Like a bush tucker trial
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. That makes mine sound a bit weird, but
yeah, they're totally different.
Yeah.
I
actually went to school with a guy who used to eat chocolate digestives and tuna mayonnaise.
Oh wow. Ooh, that's
not for me.
Squadcast, the Tag Digital podcast.
So today we're talking about making your marketing Pinteresting. I can't take credit for that, Charlotte. That's your little title there. But today we are going to chat about more about Pinterest. I feel like a lot of people don't know a lot about Pinterest, maybe aren't sure about how you can advertise on Pinterest and the benefits, challenges. So we'll chat a bit more about that today. So how can event professionals leverage Pinterest to promote their events, to promote their services, and to reach a wider audience in general?
So Pinterest, a lot of you might not know, is like the number one inspiration platform. So people who go to Pinterest are there to get inspired and to scroll and search with a purpose rather than going onto Instagram, for example, just for, or TikTok for entertainment. It is, people are searching with much more of a purpose. So your audience is going to be much more engaged. They're going to be looking for specific things, looking to get inspired, which is really good for the event industry, for different industries such as beauty, fashion, food, things like that.
Is it literally anything you can search? Because I'm thinking of stuff that I've searched, maybe stuff for the house, flat, interior stuff, things like that.
Exactly. And that is one of like the most searched industries on Pinterest is home inspo, food inspo, fashion inspo. So any events in those sort of industries, people are searching for inspiration, and an event would be perfect for that. So yeah, definitely.
And in terms of where the ads are actually shown, where do they come up within the feed? So if I go into Pinterest, I type in, home renovation ideas. That's very broad, but anyway. So you type that in and then you get all of loads of different ideas. And then within that board, do they call it a board?
Yeah. Or?
It's like on Pinterest, you have your pins. So whether it's like, for, if I have a personal account, I would pin things to certain boards, like a mood board, essentially. And then you can get adverts that are disguised as pins. So that's where we would advertise on Pinterest. The pins would appear. So say if you're searching for like home stuff, and we're running a home show, that's kind of where your ads would show up.
So it's got to be relevant where the ads are shown. Otherwise, people would think, why is there a...
Yeah.
Shoe within my home renovation board.
Yeah, which is also quite good about the platform, because I'm sure you will all be scrolling on your Instagram and a car ad will come up in between some of your friends' posts, for example, which isn't always the best fit for your feed. So yeah, Pinterest keeps it really targeted and specific to what you're searching for, which makes the ads even stronger.
Cool. And in terms of comparing Pinterest, I know it's different the way it's set up and things like that, but comparing it to the other social platforms, Twitter, Snapchat, etc., where is Pinterest?
I think the thing that Charlotte's touched upon with Pinterest, and that we're seeing more and more with newer social platforms, or your likes of not just Meta and LinkedIn, is that they're kind of a cross between a social and a search platform. So whereas on Pinterest we are targeting new data with interest targeting, top of the funnel audiences, but they're almost still kind of warm audiences because they're directly searching for relevant industries that we are targeting, which makes it a little bit different to your likes of Facebook and Instagram, as Charlotte said, where the ads are relevant but not as highly targeted, purely because we're using these apps passively to like scroll. Whereas on Pinterest you are doing that, but you're searching on the app, or if you've searched for things previously, obviously the algorithms there and the machine learning, so it does make it a little bit different in terms of search and social.
It's really interesting that you say that, and now that I think about it, it makes more sense that these users will be highly engaged because they're a high intent audience. They know what they're looking for, mm-hmm. which is great for advertising purposes, isn't it? So do you think that it is a myth that people say this kind of platform, Pinterest, is specifically for the younger generations? Do you think, what sort of stats are we seeing in terms of demographics and age ranges?
So I would actually say, comparing it to the likes of TikTok and things, there's a slightly older audience on Pinterest. These are people who are, like mentioned earlier, like maybe searching for house renovations or wedding dress ideas or wedding inspo, things like that. So that sort of audience are present on Pinterest, and that's where you're going to reach those users. In terms of audience, it's very comparable to Instagram. So if your audience is present on Instagram, then it's likely to be present on Pinterest as well. So that's probably the easiest thing to compare it to. But yeah, we're seeing around between like 18 to like late 30s on Pinterest, mainly women. But over the last year, there's been a huge growth in male users on Pinterest too.
I think as well, to touch upon what Charlotte's talked about, is obviously there is a link between Pinterest and Instagram audiences. So if you're advertising on Instagram, it's probably really beneficial to also advertise on Pinterest. If you have cross-channel advertising, obviously the more exposure, the more impressions you're going to get in your ads. So it's something to bear in mind if your audience is highly active on Instagram, to maybe look into Pinterest and what targeting and what options there are on there.
Do you guys have Pinterest?
I do.
Yes.
Do you use it regularly?
I think I should actually use it more than I do. I do still use Instagram a lot for searching things, even though it doesn't have this search feature as such as Pinterest does. But yeah, when I do go for maybe like nail inspo or fashion inspo, if I'm feeling fashionable, I'll go to Pinterest.
I think as well, like home decor, or I'm quite often, if I'm out shopping and I see something that I quite like, I'll go on Pinterest and try and find inspiration for outfit ideas.
I definitely should do that more often, because I go on Instagram quite a lot to look for food recipes, which I think Pinterest probably has more variety there than Instagram. I kind of come back and forth with Pinterest. Like, I have the app on my phone and I just decide every couple of months I'm probably coming back to it. But do you think it's growing as a platform?
I think throughout lockdown there was obviously a big boost for apps like, obviously all social media apps, but apps like Pinterest, where people were stuck at home, they were cooking, they were making their own clothes, they were doing this, they were online shopping. So I think the pandemic did boost Pinterest's popularity and growth. So I think, sticking with that, people are using Pinterest more.
Yeah, I would say as well, although it is the 14th largest social media platform, it is above Twitter in popularity and users, and it is just behind Snapchat. So it is still high up there in popularity, and we are seeing it increase in user database over the years. So yeah, I definitely think it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
It'd be interesting to see that top 14 list, whatever it is, probably top 50 list, some platforms that we've probably never heard of. And I suppose it's quite hard as well to compare a platform like Pinterest to Twitter, because I get the impression that people go to Twitter for news, and I feel like Pinterest in terms of advertising should be up there as one of the key platforms for people to trial out, especially in the event space. And promoting products and services, if we're talking about tech clients as well.
Yeah, I think as well, we obviously run a lot of shows that are focused on, like, say, real estate, construction, home decor, and we do some fashion stuff as well. And these are the sort of events that, like, it is really relevant to be targeting and running ads on Pinterest. Even if you're using it for a platform just to trial it, to see if your target audience is out there, it can be really beneficial. And then you can see some really strong results coming off the back of that, and then recommendations and learnings for future campaigns. Even if you're just putting a smaller budget behind it just to trial and test it, I think it's really important for our clients, along with all other clients, to kind of trial and test as many different social media platforms as possible. Even if they don't think their target audience is on there, there's always remarketing options, and you just never know what kind of results you're going to get back from trialing different platforms.
What sorts of costs are we dealing with? We obviously know, like, for example, LinkedIn is a more expensive platform. I know it's contextual, but is Pinterest an expensive, would you say it's an expensive platform?
No, so Pinterest is another really good benefit about Pinterest advertising, is it's got one of the lowest CPCs across all the social media platforms. So that means you can get in front of your users and your audience at a much cheaper cost than the likes of Instagram and LinkedIn, for example. So yeah, it really generates strong website traffic at a really low cost. So if you're maybe a event organizer or advertiser that doesn't have huge budgets, this is another great platform to test and try, because it is much cheaper.
Yeah, I think it'll probably be beneficial actually for us to share some case studies with our audience on Pinterest and success stories, basically. Targeting is what I wanted to chat about next. I know you've touched upon it briefly. What kind of targeting can we do across Pinterest?
So much the same as other social media platforms, like the likes of Meta, you can target on demographics, geos, age, things like that. But the main difference about Pinterest is the keyword targeting, which is almost quite similar to the likes of Google. You can actually look on Pinterest and it gives you a lot of examples of keywords that are searched and which are top of search user search lists and popular in your industry, and you can actually target those. And when someone searches in that keyword, your ad will appear.
Cool. Is that something that you can do on Instagram as well or not?
Not currently. I do think maybe we're heading in a direction similar to that, maybe a few years down the line, but no, not currently on Instagram.
I think one thing as well that we're seeing across some other social media platforms, your likes of Pinterest, TikTok, Twitter, that's a little bit different from, say, LinkedIn and Facebook, is that the targeting is not as granular. So where there's on LinkedIn and Facebook, you kind of have the option to layer and really narrowly target. Pinterest is a little bit more broad. We are seeing platforms kind of shift to more broad targeting, letting the algorithm, letting the machine learning kind of figure out your target audience within that. So we're kind of shying away a little bit from all this granular, like really, really, really defined audiences. So it is interesting that when you do target on platforms like Pinterest and that you're targeting, your audience sizes are a lot bigger. But it's because we're letting the platforms learn from that. The bigger the audience, the more data the platform has to learn from. So yeah, it's interesting to see the difference in kind of targeting across the platforms and how platforms are slightly changing the way that we are targeting.
And they just are constantly changing, aren't they, as well, all of these platforms. That's interesting. Cool. So are there any challenges you see with Pinterest at this stage?
I'd say the biggest challenge for us as like event advertisers is you can't target in selected countries. So some of our biggest clients come from Middle East, parts of Asia, and we can't actually target on Pinterest in the Middle East and Hong Kong in specifically, which is obviously a little bit frustrating for us. But again, you can target the majority of Asia. US is a huge market for Pinterest, and the UK is coming closely behind as well. So any events, any advertisers in those areas would be a really great opportunity for those.
I wonder if at any stage we'll have the opportunity to advertise on Pinterest across the Middle East.
I know. I was actually on a call with a Pinterest rep not too long ago, and I asked her because it would be great for some of our clients based out there. And she did say she hopes it's coming soon. So
okay, I mean, so there's potential.
Potential, yeah.
Okay, are there any other challenges that you've seen with Pinterest advertising at all?
I think one of the main things with Pinterest is it's a visual platform, so strong creative is really what we're looking for. And I think one thing to note for Pinterest is a lot of the events that we run have obviously your standard text banners, which are great, but they don't really fit the platform. You know, if you think you're scrolling through home ideas or recipes and you see a text banner, it's instantly going to look like some form of advert. So this is the kind of the platform where you'd really want to focus on event images, stuff that kind of like shows, you know, people like seeing faces across social media. So it's more really focus on your creative. If you, the stronger your creative, the better it will perform across the platform.
And is it the case that if you have, say, an ad showing a video of an event floor or something, is it videos as well or is it just images?
You can do video ads as well, yeah.
You'd be able to click, there's like a call to action to register, for example, or book a demo if it's event tech organizers.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the main creative bits of advice I got from using Pinterest is to have a vertical canvas. So the likes of like an Instagram story, for example, would work really well. And making sure there is a clear call to action, because we do, although we like to use event images and product images and things, we want to know, want to let the user know what the action is on that ad. They want to know to click through to the ad onto the website and take an action rather than just have a look at it.
Yeah, I can imagine that's potentially another challenge for people using Pinterest, because I think creatives in general are quite often a challenge for our clients, creating ones which fit specific platforms.
Yeah.
We might get sent a creative to say, okay, use this across Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, etc. And that's not what we recommend.
Yeah, I think in terms of, especially with the way the platforms are kind of shifting with targeting being a little bit more broad, we're kind of going to have to focus more on creative and getting the message through that way. And it's like not one size fits all. So your creative for Facebook and Instagram is not necessarily going to translate across to LinkedIn, and that's not necessarily going to translate across to Pinterest. So I think creative focus, you know, that's the first thing that draws your audience's attention. So yeah, we really want to make sure that it fits the platform that we're advertising on, rather than just having one standard model for all of them.
I think all the platforms as well now are so saturated with content that you need to be creating graphics, videos, creatives, mm-hmm. which are really going to stand out in front of your audience. Okay, nice. So that is all that we have today for Pinterest. So thank you very much for joining us today, and we'll catch you all next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Squadcast, the Tag Digital podcast. Listen to the Squadcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.